on FM and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
The White House says Israel has agreed to put in place 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses in its assault against Hamas in northern Gaza. US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel has committed to announcing each window at least 3 hours in advance. Downing Street's declined to offer any update on Suella Braverman after the publication of her controversial article accusing police of playing favourites with pro-Palestinian protesters. Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, has raised his concerns.
Senior politicians should be bringing communities together, uniting people who have differences. Instead, she is stoking divisions. And I worry, as a consequence of her words and her behaviour, you'll see this Saturday on Armistice Day, the far right, EDL and other like people turning up on Saturday causing problems.
Nadine Dorries claims the Conservative Party has a complete deficit of democracy. Speaking on the BBC, the former Secretary of State for Digital Culture, Media and Sports previewed her new memoir. She spoke on how voting matters more now than ever.
Well, the Conservative Party spends more years in power than any other party. And it matters because what it highlights is a complete deficit of democracy. And it also shows that actually nothing happens by accident in either government or at the top of my party.
A Conservative former energy minister says he can't support the King's speech over the government's plans for new oil and gas licensing. Chris Skidmore, who led a government commission review on net zero, has offered an apology to the King over his decision and says he regrets that the future use of fossil fuels has become politicised. New data shows the NHS waiting list in England's hit another record high. The overall waiting list hit 7.77 million at the end of September. That's according to new NHS data. And 1 in 10 people failed to get through to their GP surgery last month. That's according to a survey for the ONS. Experts say it comes amid intense workload and workforce pressures in the general practice system. The poll is conducted between the 18th and 29th of October. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
When you're struggling with debt, you can't leave your future to chance. Trust Credit Fix, the UK's most reliable IVA provider. With more five-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, we could help write off up to 81% of what you owe. Don't leave debt to chance. Leave it to Credit Fix. Text ACT to 60777 today. Terms apply, not suitable for all. Can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Variable amounts of clouds this evening. There will be plenty of showers and they could be heavy at times. There could also be a touch of frost as well. Temperatures dropping no lower than 2 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Here for health and well-being. Find out about free tasters on the many exciting classes available, including yoga, Nordic walking, Pilates and much more. See ymcanewarksherwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, can't lie, when you keep on doing things I don't like.
I got 21 reasons why I do.
three, four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. A very warm welcome, Joino. How are you?
I'm all right, Gory. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Had a good week?
Yeah, I've had a steady week with his mates. Always busy in my life.
Fantastic. So, Joino, well, what a great last week was, by the way. Big thanks to Steve, Chris and Rakesy for coming in last week. I really enjoyed it. I've had loads of great comments about last week and really enjoyed it. But this week, Joino, we have a legend, another Newark legend with us. We're getting a few of those in. We have with us this evening Mr. Dave Smith, our old school teacher from the Grove. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening.
How are you?
Great to be here. Great to see you again.
Thank you for coming in. We are just going to play a little song, and then we'll be back to just talk about some of the local stories in the sport this week. And we shall see you very shortly. Favourites there. So welcome back everybody to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. We do welcome Dave Smith with us this evening, and we're going to have a chat with him very shortly, but we're going to just quickly run through the local sport this week, and we're going to start off with a great start for the wheelchair basketball. We had those guys in a couple of months ago, maybe a bit more. They were a great set of guys. Didn't realise before I met them that we'd got this team in Newark. They've had a really, really good start, beating one of the Premier League's teams, Manchester. And the seconds also had a good result as well. So they're a great start for them. We're going to get over and see them at some point, Joino. I think it would be great for me and you to get strapped into one of those chairs like they promised.
Not sure about that, but yeah, it'd be good to go and watch them.
So I saw it. It was a tough old game, but they've done amazing. So well done to those guys. Over to you about the football then, Jono. What's been happening this week in the football?
Yeah, on the football scene, Newark and Sherwood was in the league on Saturday, was looking like bringing 3 points home from a very good Boston side, and it conceded 2 late goals, ending up in a 2-2 draw. They then played their Knox Senior Cup game, a revisit of the final from last year. Carlton Town came to Newark and Sherwood at Collingham, and ended up beating Newark and Sherwood 2-0.
Good side though, aren't they, I heard?
They are a good side, yeah. So unfortunately that's the end of Newark and Sherwood's Cup. Well, actually they're the cup holders, to be fair. So Newark Town, we was 1-0 down 40 minutes in before equalising just before half time, and Lewis Chambers went on to score another hat-trick for the club.
Wow.
And ended up winning the game 5-1, which was a good result for us in the end, puts us into third in the league now. And Collingham got back to winning ways with an outstanding 6-0 win. So Damo's got his troops back on track. I think they're sat third in their league now.
Okay.
So that's the local roundup.
They had a really great start.
They had a great start. Yeah, they had a little bit of a dip. It's like all football at level players' availabilities. But yeah, they're back on track now. So
that's great news. Just to mention, Newark and Sherwood, they're in the FA Vars again this weekend.
They are, yes.
So we do wish them luck. They're at home, if anybody wants to go down and watch them. So good luck to those guys this weekend. A couple of things left. Young lad out of Carl Greaves' gym.
Yes, he's come back with another championship title for Carl's collection there. It's Levi Giles. He became Carl Greaves Promotions' 22nd champion after a hard-fought, grueling toe-to-toe contest against a Sheffield fighter. I can't even pronounce that name, so I'm not even going to try. But yeah, so that's another good win for Carl Greaves Promotions. Yeah.
Carl's doing amazing. So well done to you. And just very quickly about the rugby. Rob's emailed me again this week. Thanks, Rob. So the first team went to Tamworth and won 17-0, so some tries there from Josh Ash and Sam Dobson, so they've done well. The seconds narrowly lost to Ashfield, but that was obviously another good game. This Saturday the first team are playing Mellish away, kick off 2:15, then near Mapley, and the seconds are going to host Belper at Kellam Road. Again, that's kick off 2:15. However, I wanted to talk about and I will be going to watch this on Saturday. The first Newark ladies team for rugby will be kicking off at 2 o'clock. So really looking forward to that, and I wish the girls a very, very good game, and hopefully they can do themselves proud. So looking forward to that. Jono, thanks for that. We'll cut off there, and what we will do is we're going to just have a quick song, and then we'll be back to talk to Dave Smith.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. And right now, we've got a great offer on your new bathroom installation. When you buy a run of furniture from the Roper Rhodes Fitted Furniture range, including WC, basin and taps, you get an Event dual-exposed shower worth £530 absolutely free. T's and C's apply, and all the usual discounts also apply. Ask in-store for details. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-411 or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
Hey, have you heard about all the incredible activities at YMCA Village?
Oh, absolutely. They've got fitness and well-being all wrapped up in one place.
And the variety of classes is great. Yoga, Nordic walking, climbing, dance, and both indoor and outdoor fitness training.
And not just for adults. There are amazing activities for young people too.
Yeah, after school, they have youth gym workouts. workouts, climbing, cooking, art, and so many choices.
And the best part is, you can try these activities for free. They offer taster sessions before you commit.
YMCA Village, here for you and the health and well-being of our community.
If you're looking for a taxi, look no further than Rio Cabs. We provide the best travel experience for Newark and neighbouring areas. Call today on Newark 682223 or find us online at riocabsnewark.com. We offer airport or train station trips, corporate travel, weddings, and we cater for group events. Rio Cabs, for trusted, reliable travel. Book on the website at riocabsnewark.com or call Rio Cabs on Newark 682223.
and a very welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joy now. And as I've already mentioned, we have got with us a very distinguished guest, Mr. Dave Smith, ex-teacher of The Grove. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Great to meet you again. Dave, just before we kick off, I have had loads of messages where lots and lots of people still obviously hold you in high regard. They've sent me, they want to send all the your best to you. I've mentioned some of the guys to you, and you remember probably every pupil you taught, Dave, nearly. So, so I just wanted to say that. So, Dave, let's talk about, obviously, you're my teacher, you were Tony's teacher. How did you get into teaching? How did it all start?
I'm going to take you back to 1964, when I started at the Ducris Comprehensive School at Ollerton, and my PE teacher was a guy called Colin Appleby. And I absolutely idolised the man. He spent so much time with us. We used to have practices Thursday night, Tuesday night. In those days, matches on a Saturday morning. Mm. Took us all over the place. But he put so much effort into us. And he was my role model, my inspiration. And I hope he's listening tonight, because he lives just round the corner from me.
What, in Boulderton?
Just over the bridge in Newark.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to have a coffee with him at the YMCA next Thursday. I try and keep in touch with him. I keep telling how much I love him and how much I appreciate what he did for all us lads, because we got a cracking football team at the time. Mm. I'm an Edwin Stowe boy. We all came out of the Pitt Villages and we're all miners' kids. And we'd got nothing else to do but play football. And, you know, most of us got away to professional teams to practice and develop, and it was mainly down to him, the work that he put in and the inspiration that he was to us. Mm. He's absolutely wonderful. And I went on to play for Nottinghamshire Schoolboys at football, but I was loving the academic side of things as well. I went through, as you did in those days, O levels and A levels. Mm-hmm. and working hard and playing hard, and it was a fabulous time of my life. Through my late teens, 15, 16, 17, 18, I was as fit as a butcher's dog. and working hard, playing hard, it was absolutely brilliant. And it was all down to Colin Appleby. I mean, he was just wonderful. And I wanted to be that man. I wanted to be somewhere near as good as him, and to become a PE teacher like him. So that was my inspiration. And do you want me to tell you about how I actually ended up at the Grove?
Yeah, that's the story that that you mentioned to me today. I think it's worth a listen.
Absolute fluke. I didn't choose to go to the Grove. It was nothing to do with me. But back in the day, you applied to the Nottinghamshire Pool, and they accepted you as a teacher, and then they would find a job for you somewhere. And I'd got an interview one afternoon about 6 o'clock, and it just so happened my brother was playing hockey for, my brother Keith was playing hockey for Nottinghamshire, and I sat all afternoon in the sunshine watching him, and unfortunately the bar was open, so I had a couple of shandies, and by the time I got to about 5 o'clock, I just remembered I'd got this blinking interview in the evening, and I'd probably had far too much to drink, and in blind panic I wandered over there for the interview. Unbeknown to me, the guy that was about to interview me had been watching me play for Nottinghamshire Schools football for years. I didn't know him, but he knew all about me. Of course, I knocked on the door and walked in, and thinking this is going to be a massive moment for me, and I'm not in a fit state to do it. And as soon as I walked through the door, he said, "David, blah, I've not seen you in years. How are you? Which job do you want? Where do you want to be?" I said, "Well, at the moment, I'm courting a girl from Ollerton, so you can get me as close to Ollerton as possible. I'd love it." He said, "Well, I can't get you at the Ducras. They don't need a PE teacher, but there's one going at the Grove." So I said, is that as close as you can get me to Ollerton? And he said, "Yeah." So, okay. I'll sort you out with an interview. There's a guy there called Colbert, who's head of PE. So over I go to see Colbert. I pull into the car park. And he's waiting for me in the car park. Typical Vince. I opened the door and he said, "Mr. Smith?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Colbert." And I said, "Hello." He said, what do you think to educational dance? It's the latest craze, dance for boys.
What year was this?
71, 1971. And I know what I should have said, but it would have been a lie. So I said, Mr. Corbett, I cannot tell a lie. I absolutely hate it. Come in, you've got the job. And that really, I've got the job in the car park, 1971. He didn't want to know anything else. And you know how traditional Vince was.
Yeah.
And it was all football, rugby, athletics, cricket, and it was my heaven. And I could not believe it. And when I got there, I couldn't believe, you know, what potential there was in the place.
Mm.
But I couldn't believe just how slack things were. I need to tell you about Dave Hillier, because I love him more than anybody else. And
I'm a bit hurt, but I get where you're going.
You're not as good looking as him. But he when I retired some years ago, I've been retired 14 years, but when I retired, the head asked me, did I want anybody special at the retirement door? And I said, well, I want my favourite girl, which is Stacey Warriner, and my favourite boy, which is Dave Hillier. And they both attended my retirement do. The first time, however, I met David, he was 13, and we were playing at the Dukeries, my old school, and the goalkeeper was in goal, and David was leant against the goalpost, talking to the goalkeeper. I'd never seen anything like it. You're supposed to be out there kicking the ball, Dave, aren't you? And the attitude was dreadful. You know, they weren't used to playing winning football. And that was my inspiration. You know, I've got to turn this lot round,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to start playing winning football. And I don't like people leaning on goalposts. And from there we built it. I mean, not only did I build the Grove School, but within 2 or 3 years, I'd organised the district into leagues, and we got a Newark side, I know I've been retired a long time, but I would not have swapped those 30 years for anything. I loved every minute of my PE days. They were absolutely marvellous.
I have to say, I love the Grove. For me, it was a great education. But, Dave, I know we're going to have a quick break, and I know we've got loads and loads of stories, so you're going to end up having to come back and do another 2 or 3 shows. But we're just going to have a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk to Dave. What a fantastic tune there. Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Newark Sport, with myself, Gory Joino, and Dave Smith this evening with us. We just found out some bad news, Joino, didn't we, behind the break?
We did, mate, yeah. Yeah, we're not in Dave's top 100.
Can't believe that. And I've invited him in. He's also just said to me he's going to have this job before long.
You best go a taxi home.
Yeah, he's going to get a taxi home. So, Dave, we know it's going to be talking about some of your football stories. So, and we just talked in the break about one particular one, which is going to be the starting one. Let's talk about Wally Hammond, who I happen to have the pleasure of playing with when he played for Bolton Old Boys. I think he was coming towards the end of his career at the time, but a great player. But come, tell us about your experience with Wally.
Well, he's a wonderful, wonderful talent, but it was back in the days where sport used to be about doing things, and the school football team were massive, you know, in the school. As you two know, everybody wanted to be in the school football team. But my favourite time of the year with football was September. And you could go out on the school field under a blue sky, and the grass would be green as green. And it was in the good old days when I could go out with 30 kids and 30 footballs. You know, it was funded really well. And I took the class out under, and I didn't know Keith Hammond from Adam. I took him out with a class load of boys, and I said, right, and I was going to demonstrate. And what I want you to do is stand up, kick the ball in the air and catch it. And that's all I want you to do. You can imagine. The balls were everywhere. So we had a good laugh, and then we sat down again. I said, right, what I want you to do now is knee the ball in the air and catch it. And the balls were everywhere. And so we sat down, and I said, right, this time I want you to head the ball in the air and catch it. And the balls were everywhere. Only out of the corner of my eye, there was this one kid that was doing it all the time. So I looked at him. It was Keith. And I said to him, right, what I want you to do now is kick it, knee it, head it, and catch it. Knowing that he'd never be able to do that. And he did. He kicked it, he kneed it, he headed it, and he caught it. So I said, right, next one. I stood up and said, right, kick it twice, knee it twice, head it twice, and catch it. And he did. So I said, all right. And all the kids are watching. Kick it three times, knee it three times, head it three times and catch it. And he did. And we got up to 13. 13 headers, 13 knees, 13 feet and catch it. And I said to him, Keith, sit down, please. We're not going any further. We're taking all the time. He would have kept going till today. He was a little kid. He was that talented and that coordinated. And that's the first time I met him. At 15, Brian Clough signed him for Brighton. And he'd had stints at Forest. He was so talented. And just, I know it's my parallel universe is cricket, but I had exactly the same. People asked me, who's the three best cricketers you ever had? And I said, Paul Johnson, Mark Fell, and Keith Hammond. And they all say, who? Keith, that most talented kid. One of the most talented kids I ever taught. Mm. And his attitude was, laugh a minute. You know, he just enjoyed life. He enjoyed playing. Whereas Paul and Mark were both competitors. Keith never was. But for talent, and you know, that football field that day with that little 11-year-old boy, I'd never seen anything like it.
So he went to Brighton. Do you know what happened to him after?
Yeah. I mean, he came and played for British Rail for a bit. But, you know, typical Wally. He was never fit enough, never quick enough. He had a spell down there and he came back. Mm. He just not got that competitive edge in him. He just loved people. He loved life. He just enjoyed playing football. It was never a win at all cost attitude that he'd got. But talent, he was wonderful.
You mentioned Mark Fell. I mean, the Fells, they had a good history of sport, hadn't they?
Yeah. I mean, I played against Jerry. He was my age and my era. We played a cup final, and they always would tell me about this cup final about 30 years ago. It's not senior cup. We got to the cup final, playing Arnold Towns ground. I'm playing for Thoresby Colliery. Jerry's playing for Simo's. And we're 3-0 up at half-time. And we're coasting it. Our star centre forward gets carried off very quickly, and the game changes. 3-1, 3-2, last minute, Donny Age scores 3-3, and then extra time, and it's the Jerry Fell show. And we all line up to kick Jerry. He's going down the left wing. And, you know, I'm on right side of midfield, Jerry's left wing, and as he's coming down, I'm going to flatten him. And he runs over me. He knocks me flat, and he runs over me. I've got the stud marks up the back. And then he goes through our fullback, runs through him as well, and he scores two goals. They win from being 3-0 down, they win 5-3. Mm. And it was a wonderful, and there's a big crowd there. Wonderful, wonderful game. But unfortunately, Simo's won and we lost. But that Jerry Fell went to Brighton.
Yeah.
When Clough was there, and when Clough came back to Forest, he was going to bring Jerry Fell back to play on the left wing for Forest. And word was that he was on the way. But Cloughy gets to Forest and finds a little fat kid called John Robertson on the left wing and decides to stay with John Robertson instead of Jerry Fell. Otherwise, Jerry Fell would have played for Forest that year.
Yeah.
Such is fate. Jerry Fell was probably the best amateur footballer I ever... He was amateur then when I played against him. Probably the best I ever played against.
Yeah.
He was outstanding. But the Fells, Jerry, Kevin and Mark... You know,
great footballing family.
The dad was a big sportsman. Dad was a big boxer, and you know, they were a lovely, lovely family. And I'm still, in touch with Kevin. Jerry was last time I saw Jerry, he wasn't very well. I don't know how he is now, but I bump into Mark often. Mark's, through cricket, I see quite a bit of him, Take it from there. But.
Oh, that's amazing. We are just going to have another quick break, and then we'll be back with Dave. See you in a short while.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Exercise. It doesn't have to mean Lycra or a fancy gym membership. A regular 10-minute brisk walk is a great way to get more active. Picking up the pace and getting your heart pumping can make a real difference to your health. To see how much you're doing and how you can fit more into your day, download the free Active 10 app, because there's only one you.
welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. Well, Dave, this is some amazing stories. I'm looking at the list that you've got, Dave. We're going to need to come back for the next 16 weeks. But one of the things I put on Facebook today was an amazing picture of some boys that I know, some boys that I didn't know on there and couldn't recognise, although I did recognise a couple, Paul Granger being one, which and obviously Meggie. But talk to us about the Mumby Shield, Dave, and how you resurrected that, because that is a really nice story, and I'm sure some of them lads will appreciate this.
Yeah, the picture you're talking about was Glenn Cobb's team, and Glenn Cobb not only was an outstanding footballer and played for Nottinghamshire Schools, but he was also a wonderfully inspirational footballer and character. You know, some kids you just sort of linked to, and he's gone on to wonderful things,
yeah,
locally as well. I mean, he's one of life's great organisers, and he was a good guy to have around at that age, and I'm pleased he got it. Yeah, what happened with the Mumby Shield was, when I arrived at the Grove, there was nothing formal organised. One of the first things I did within a couple of years was I asked for the PE teachers from all the local schools. And believe it or not, there were 8 secondary schools in the area. There were Cardinal Hinsley, there was Edward Clud, there was the one at Collingham, whose name I forget.
That's not there anymore, is it?
No, they all closed down, you see. The Cardinal Hinsley closed down. Woodhill at Collingham. So we'd got it 8, it was perfect. We got enough for a league. So I set up the under 12, under 13, under 14, under 15 leagues. I don't think we'd got kids didn't stay at school till they were 16 then. So we'd left it as a fourth year, as year 10s now. And then I needed some trophies. So I fished round and asked round a bit. And just before me was a guy called Tid Pratt, who ran all the school's football for many, many years. He was a school teacher who was associated with the stadium. And on a Saturday morning, he went down with another teacher, and the local kids just went to the stadium and played whatever they wanted to play. And he was a real stalwart of Newark sport. And I tried to, relive the sort of era that he developed, and he was really big on his sport. So I found the Mumby Shield and the Pratt Cup. Now, they were both local Newark people, but the Mumby Shield is hugely impressive. I think it was first played for in 1907, and of course the first name on it is Willie Hall, who was a young boy at the time. And there is a photograph of the Mumby Shield. If anybody wants to see Tid Pratt, by the way, if you go into the butchers at
Kirkgate,
and
Andy Hines,
Sibsy's Butchers,
Sibsy's.
There's a picture of Tid Pratt, a big frame picture of Tid Pratt on the wall that's kept there all that time. And, I every now and again pop in just to remind myself of of the man that was there before me. And he's got his plus fours on his spats and things. You know, he's a man of his time, and did a huge amount for the kids of Newark. Anyway, I found this shield, and we used it for the senior one, for the oldest boys there. And I ran Newark and District Schools football for 25 years. I tried to hand it on, and I did, but the people let it. It fell into disrepair, and where the Mumby Shield ended up, I don't know. I ended up, I was no longer teaching PE. Went on the admin side at school, and knowing that the Mumby Shield started for the first time in, it was either 1906 or 1907, I can't remember, I tried to find it in 2007, and I found it, Phil Marshall found it for me behind a cupboard in the Magnus PE staff room.
All right, stuffed away.
So I got it off him. I talked to the local museum people, and I said that I don't want to lose it. It's a historical piece. It's over 100 years old. I don't want to lose it. And God bless them, they put a little stall up in the Civil War Museum, and dedicated to Willie Hall. And there it was, and there it sat, and it was not going to be lost. It was going to be kept forever. I don't know what happened to the Brat Cup. I know recently they've been trying to find a trophy for the, I think it's the under 11 girls, and the suggestion was, can we resurrect the Mumby Shield and get it active again, because obviously girls football is taking off big time, thankfully.
Girls sport is, to be fair, yeah, and that's a great idea, to it be is. Fair, David.
So I believe that the Mumby Shield will be played for again. It's over 100 years old.
Amazing.
With the junior girls in the town. I hope somebody asks me to present it for the first time, because it would be a great honour to hold that Mumby Shield again.
I'm sure we can make that happen. But
most definitely, well, yeah.
So we'll wait and see. But anyway, we organise leagues and we organise cups, and, you know, football in Newark was, you know, I think, an important thing in kids' lives. It was certainly very important in my life.
It was in mine, was in Tony's. I know so many people through football, Dave, that it was a massive part of our lives.
Yeah, and, I look back with enormous pride. At the time, it just felt like the right thing, the natural thing to do. But looking back, you know, and nobody else picked it up with it, nobody ran with it, and school sports, you know, not the same as it was, which saddens me, but it's all exams, league tables and all the rest of it now, and
yeah.
I think, you know, we I don't know, we may have gained a bit, but we've certainly lost a lot, I think, with the emphasis as it is at the moment, but time moves on.
Well, we're going to run out of time, and we know I'm definitely going to have to get you back. So I know there's a few people you wanted to mention before. I think we should do that. But your list is endless. So let's quickly, we'll come back to that. Let's talk about your retirement, because this next song that we're going to play is...
Oh, my retirement.
So we're going to play this song.
Yeah, as the Grove kids know, I was head of Stirling for 26 years. And again, it's just, I loved doing it. I loved being head of Stirling. And at my prime, my life was head of Stirling House as a pastoral head and PE teacher. I couldn't think of anything better. You know, I'd have done it for nothing. I loved what I was doing. But as I finished assemblies most weeks, I used to say to the kids, hey, and before you go, remember, every day is a brick. Place it properly and you'll build something worthwhile. If you don't plant it properly, at some point, the whole lot will fall over. Plant your bricks properly. So when I retired after 26 years, they bought me a brick. But it's a special brick. They've got my name on it, and it's in the stand at Field Mill, next to the turnstile where I walk in to go and watch the mighty Mansfield. I played there as a kid. When I was 16, I used to play for Mansfield on Field Mill. So I've played there. I've supported them since 1958, through thick and thin, mainly through thin. But, you know, it's my team, my love, and my local lad, so I'll go and see him. But anyway, the brick is in the wall at Field Mill with my name on it. And I told the kids that brick will be there a lot longer than I will be. But I'm incredibly proud of the brick that's in the wall.
And this is where this song is very apt. See you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Make Christmas even more special with a visit to Hardy's Farm Shop and Cafe Farndon at one of our Breakfast with Santa events. They're on Saturday and Sunday mornings throughout December, up to the 23rd. Breakfast is included, there's a magician, and each child will get a gift to take away from Santa himself. It's just £16 per person, and under twos are free. Book your date for Breakfast with Santa at Hardy's at Farndon. For more details, visit our website today. At hardysfarndon.co.uk. Open 7 days a week.
107.8 FM. Radio Newark.
No dark sarcasm in the closet.
A very warm welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Johnny and Gore. And we've had an amazing evening so far. It's not quite over yet with Dave Smith, ex-teacher at the Grove, our teacher. Dave, just wanted to finish off with a little story about our famous Forest manager of all time, Mr. Brian Clough.
Yeah, he was invited to come to school to a presentation afternoon. And much to our surprise, he said yes.
Wow.
You know what it's like for presentation day. Most of the kids are sent home. The ones that stay are the ones who have won prizes, and their parents. Mm. So all the kids in the sports hall, and there was probably 200-300 of them, and the parents are all the best kids. The kids who've won the awards. They're a delight to teach, and the parents, who are wonderful, wonderful people. And they're all sat there, and of course we should start at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock there is no sign of Brian Clough. So the headmaster sent me out and said, "You're the football man, get out there and meet him and greet him, and when he gets there, bring him to the sports hall, because he won't know where to go." So I stood out the front of the school, and then inevitably this limousine came round the corner. It was a driver. Mr. Clough was in the back. And he clearly just had a kip in the back. His face was red, his trousers unzipped and unbuttoned, and his land back. And he opened his eyes and he said, "Now then, young man, where are we going then?" And I said, "This way, Mr. Clough." And he followed me in through the sports centre and into the sports hall. And me and him were walking shoulder to shoulder until we got to the back of the sports hall. And then I just said to him, it's all yours. And he walked in on his own, and the place erupted.
What year was this?
It exploded. I ain't got a clue. I couldn't put a year to it. And somebody will probably know. And they stood up to a man and cheered him into the place. He's like a god. He walked to the front, and he clearly wasn't going to stay, but he walked to the front and he gave this speech, and he berated all the parents of the day. He just said the kids are wild, antisocial behaviour is everywhere, the parents don't know what they're doing. And I'm standing there thinking, these are the best kids in the world. They're the best teachers in the world, best parents in the world. And you're absolutely telling them what dreadful people they are. And I stood there looking at their face, just thinking, this is not going to go down well. And he said, "I'm ever so sorry, but I've got a busy schedule, I've got to go." And having just rollocked them for about 20 minutes, he stood up to leave, and they absolutely stood to the feet and they cheered him all the way out as well. And I just thought, you know what, this man, he could walk on water. And everybody loved, respect, admired him as he left. And it was, you know, we had some really special guests, but he was the man, and he was charismatic.
Brilliant.
To the end. I mean, it was a brilliant, brilliant afternoon.
That's great stuff. I mean, we, Dave, obviously said it before, we're going to have to look, looking at your list, but you'll be coming back. We are gone from one legend. We're going to be talking to another legend over the next few weeks. We don't know when that will be, but a young man called Ray O'Brien. You've friend of yours now, obviously. We're going to look forward to that. Don't give too much away, but we're looking forward to speaking to him, aren't we?
Okay. Do you want me to tell you how I met him?
We haven't really got to get time how you met him, because you met him in the gym, didn't you?
That's the spinning. We were spinning together.
And you didn't know who he was, did you?
I had no clue. He just came up behind me, put his arm around me, and after, we'd been about 3 or 4 weeks, we'd been aware of each other, about the same age, and he just put his arm around me and said, "Are you a man of football?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I've played the odd game or two, why?" And he says, "I thought you were. Do you fancy a coffee?" And I said, "I can." And then I told him my one and only story. You know, what have I got in common with George Best? We were both sacked by Tommy Docherty. I was sacked by Tommy Docherty at Rotherham.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, George Best was sacked by Tommy Docherty at Manchester United. And I'm just about to spill my story out, and I said to him, "What have I got in common with George Best?" And this guy said, "Oh, I played with George Best."